Good morning, it's Saturday morning. I'm standing in the garden and it's stopped raining. It's been dripping gently all night. It made everything quite damp underfoot, which is just what the garden needs. And to be honest with you, it's kind of my idea of summer. The sky's blue now and the sun's peeking through. And it's got that wonderful kind of fresh smell that we just really need as the airport springs to life on Saturday morning. It's been a strange week and one I've been quite introspective. It started off when I got an email from an old pal who used to work in radio with me, saying they found an old, well, they used to call them Christmas tapes, when the DJs used to just be cut together sort of outtakes and put their own stuff in. A lot of it was quite rude. These particular ones were what old Alpha Sound jingles taken the mickey out of, and said, do you have any more sort of this stuff? And I'm sure I thought to myself, I'm sure someone burned me a copy of the CD, a compilation of these, and I sort of, it started me looking through my whole collection of tapes, cassette, tapes, CDs, mini discs. I've got DATs, but I haven't got a DAT player, so that stuff's going to remain unexplored, and it got me very nostalgic. But it got me also realising that radio in the 1980s was both self-indulgent and pretty rubbish. People do look back, they say the past is another country, and they look back with rose-coloured glasses. But all right, so radio these days is quite commercialised, but at least it's consistent quality. And you don't have the cult of superstar DJs as you did then, the Mike Reeds of this. It was horrible listening to it, actually. And then I was listening, you know, I mean, obviously the cassettes I was listening to were recorded off the radio, and there were some fantastic songs that I've been blipping, the ones I can find these days. So it's been a trip down memory lane for me. But I realise now that when I was a kid, it was great. But listening back now, it wasn't as good as I thought it was. Bringing it back to the present, though. Yesterday, an online radio station relaunched, and I thought I'd give it a listen. And in fact, I was working at home, and Christopher popped into the studio where I was working because he was off to a barbecue, so he was getting ready to go. And we were enjoying bopping along to the music that was playing until they dropped in one of these automated inserts, and it was literally offensive profanity. It was full on, really rude stuff. It wasn't, you know, somebody saying a rude word in the middle of a song or anything. And so I had to tweet them, and they said, oh, our mistake. It was badly programmed. I think online radio stations don't have regulation by Ofcom, and it's, you know, it's not something one would complain about. But there's so far to go. You couldn't play a station like that in the shop. You couldn't risk it, certainly, with the prospect of that sort of thing happening. That's very strange. So all in all, I haven't been so much left disillusioned by it, but it's certainly given me cause to think and almost to pull back from my obsession, I guess, with radio and the media, which is a sad thing to say, really, because it's been part of my life since I was a kid, but to look a little bit more critically at it and really to think, what do we need? Because there is a huge amount of excellent content out there, but it all needs bringing together. The podcasts I listen to, or the ones I've chosen to listen to, because there's only so many hours of the day, are excellent quality. They don't appeal to everybody, but they need a broader audience. But they're so far disparate, they kind of almost need bringing together and sort of shipping out to community radio stations, small stations. And it's only because radio is something that is very much like music. It's done because people have an urge to do it. I don't think it's as self-indulgent as all that. You know, one feels the need to make audio content just as one feels the need to make music. It doesn't have to be about money. And I'm hoping in the next couple of years there'll be an undercurrent of people who do it because they like to do it, and there'll be an audience of people who enjoy high quality stuff. How on earth it can be all brought together, I don't know. I'd love to be able to create a company that syndicates all the content and publishes it, but I'm not organised enough. Anyway, enough of my reflections for the day. The sun's out, we shall go and enjoy our Saturday, and I hope you do too. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.